Hope you all don't mind. I get a little bit excited when I preach. Holy Spirit gets a hold of me. I just can't. I can't shut it down. And I'm not going to shut it down. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Let's pray. Father, thank you for what you've taught us. Thank you, Lord, that you've are continually revealing your heart. And Lord, that you constantly want to share your secrets with us. And that's why you continually open the scriptures. You just peel back those layers. As, you know, as it says in Revelation, the angels keep crying, holy, 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 because they just see another facet of you. So that exists within your word. So we thank you, Jesus, for what you've shared through your word, and Holy Spirit for making it real. Holy Spirit for making the impossible possible. And for allowing a beloved son to participate in your glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Theologically, I just want to establish something from Scripture. So turn to Luke chapter 3. I know you probably all know this, but I want to, as a opening part of what I want to share with you, just establish this truth from Scripture. You may already, for those of you who already know, awesome, you get to do it again. For those that don't know, awesome, because you'll understand. And it's the baptism of Jesus. Verse 21. Now when all the people were baptized, Jesus was also baptized. And while he was praying, heaven was opened. And the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came out of heaven, you are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased. And so there's lots of stuff here, but what I wanted to just establish is that when we receive a word from God, opposition will always come. So we're the last days is a prophetic move of singing the wedding song. We're in a time where God is releasing life. There's amazing destiny on each and every one of you. And in that destiny, it was blown into your DNA while you were a thought in Father's mind. Before he released you from his thoughts and gave you a mother and a father. His design and his destiny was spoken into your DNA. And so what we are entangled with and what happens is the moment that we're born is the enemy begins to work to steal that destiny. And we are also impacted by other people's sins, and we're impacted, of course, we were born under the fall. And so we're in that case where God's speaking, saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased, is a statement for all of us. And that's the statement that the enemy will come against. And so when Jesus received this word, opposition from the enemy began. Because when he went into the desert, when the Holy Spirit took him into an impossible situation as a spirit-filled man, what was the words that the devil spoke to him? See, a word was spoken, you are my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. And the enemy said, if you are the Son of God. So when we receive words of life, just remember that the enemy is going to come and say, did they really say that, or was it really meant this way? Well, the answer to that is yes, it was meant that way, and yes, it was really said that way. And yes, it's true over your life. If it's a funeral prophecy run for the hills. And tell the person delivering it to get behind me, Satan. But if it's a word of life, record it and own it. And I say that because I received a word in 1997. It said I'd have a healing ministry, start out very small, get very wide. And part of the other word was that my heart was searching. I didn't even know this. But it was a prophetic couple. I don't remember their names. I have the recording still in my car. Saying that I was going to, I was searching for a governmental structure. And that in that structure, it was surely the longer way, but the more sure way. And I had been attending a Toronto Airport church at that time. And it got blasted with the Holy Spirit it was 4 years after Dr. Clark had been there. So Rosemary and I had been going there during that time. But then I came into a process of like leaving where we went as I preached my way right out of the church. And they made the shift to National Association of Evangelicals. They were a cult. And so we filled in that time by going to Toronto Airport and a lot of the church plants that were in the Hamilton area. And so we received this word one night at Hamilton Christian Fellowship on the mountain in Hamilton. And the word was that healing ministry is very small, get very wide, governmental structure, longer way, sure way, and just hone your ears. He said, I don't know a better way to say this, just circumcise your ears because you're coming to a crossroads. And, you know, there's a right way to go and the wrong way to go. So anyway, 3 months later, was accepted in seminary. I started attending a church, actually, in Buffalo, New York. It was a CEC church. And we went there with the purpose of, I just want to sit on the back pew and don't bother me. I was still recovering from... No, it wasn't a CEC church, no. It was out of the cult, okay? I was recovering from sheep bite. And so it was just like we said, okay, well, that's really cool. And, you know, I'd become good friends with Malcolm Smith, so so that's how I founded the CEC. And so I was sitting in the last row of the pew in this church in Buffalo, New York. So 1 week went by. Well, that's really cool. You know, we made a trip with it with the kids. And 2 weeks went by. That was really cool. And the second week they came up to me after church and said, Mark. I said, yes. We'd like you to preach next week. So I preached the following week. And it was the first time I prayed for somebody, and the Lord, in His glory, fell on the person. And I was still standing there with my eyes closed, and I looked up to see the person, and they weren't there anymore. They were on the floor. I went, oh, okay, this is new. So that began the journey. But all that to say is every aspect of that word, 1997, that's how many years ago? 15? I don't know. I don't have my calculator. 17 years ago, every aspect has come true. The governmental structure was the CEC, bishops, priests. That's historical structure. Healing ministry, it's getting wider. You know, I'm in the last since really the last year since GSI, there's been a noticeable uptick in terms of what God is doing through me. And it was part of where we started out 17 years ago, transitioning out of the WCG into the charismatic, receiving this word in Hamilton. God brought me full circle 17 years later when I attended GSI this past October, where we began. So it was the longer way, it was the more sure way, but it was His way. And so it's I share that just to say that when we receive a word will always attract opposition. Because we got a thief, a stealer, and a killer who's always after what? The word of reconciliation. So just be aware. If you receive a word, just start rebuking anything that comes against that word. And as I said, if it's come from a funeral word, it's a funeral word, run for the hills and rebuke the person that gave it to you. But the other thing I wanted to show here, which I believe is most of you know, is that when all the people were baptized, Jesus was also baptized, and while he was praying, heaven was opened. That was a fulfillment of Isaiah 64 and verse 1. We are under an open heaven. We don't have to ask for an open heaven, because if you ask Jesus to open the heavens and rain down his blessings, he looks at the Father and goes, what's he talking about? It's one of those da statements. Pray something else. We are under an open heaven. The reality of an open heaven, that kingdom being superimposed onto this, that God is, as we are stranger and aliens, that reality is true. It's not closed. It's never going to close. It's open until God closes it. And so, in understanding that, it can help us with the words we receive and the words that we give in speaking forth life, and in reality that open heaven, we can call down those things that are there so they impact here. And I know the bishop says it all the time, on earth as it is in heaven. Well, you know what? We have the authority to do it. And there's a body part room in heaven. We just have to ask for them. Creative miracles. Miracles of multiplication. Why Jesus got after the disciples in the feeding of the 5,000 and the 4,000? You know why he got after them and called them, you don't believe yet? It's because when he took the bread and the fish and he blessed it, he didn't throw it up in the air and go, Shazam, now we got enough for 20,000 people. He took the loaves and the fish, he blessed them, then he gave them to the disciples. The miracle of multiplication happened at the hands of the disciples. That's the part they missed. That's what they didn't understand, that they were under an open heaven. So miracles of multiplication, you need multiplication in your life, start acting like it is so. Because you know it's so. Because he's done it so that it may be so. So the reality of an open heaven is true. It's theologically stated. And it's an existence that's there for us, the church, those called by his name. And it's not hooked on to any kind of varying degree of your theological understanding. It's a reality. There's no conditions to it. Because love has released it. Love released it. So open heaven. Everybody's got it? Amen. Everybody agree? Amen. Okay. So with that understanding of open heaven, we can turn to Romans 12. Again, very familiar scripture. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Everybody say that. By the renewing of your mind. So everybody understands, when we accept Jesus, as we have died with him and as we have been raised with him, we now have, as we are now reconciled to him, we are a new creature, we have a renewed mind. Amen? Amen. Everybody understands that, right?
Yes.
Okay. So we have a renewed mind. Now, we are under an open heaven. We have a renewed mind. So what does that make us as having a renewed mind under an open heaven? We become a gate. So the reality of the kingdom of heaven, through our renewed mind, we are a gate of heaven to release the glory of God, to release healing, to release all those things from that world superimposed over this one. It flows through us because Jesus gave what? Us the yes and amen. Why does the devil hate prophecy so much? Because when we prophesy, when we speak forth that word of reconciliation, we're co-creating with God. He's given the church the amen. So be it. And so as we exist under that open heaven, a renewed mind in Christ, a new creature, we become a gate. We are the gate of heaven. All of us collectively are a gate, and all of us individually are a gate. We're a gate. Everybody say, I'm a gate of heaven. Because I have a renewed mind. Because I have a renewed mind. And because I'm under an open heaven that Jesus has opened for me. And so, as that reality exists, now what moves the goods through us as a gate? And this is the revelation I got the other night. Because when I was standing with Dr. Mike, through 15 people he prayed for PTSD, I had this most amazing experience in the Holy Spirit. And it was prophetically spoken to me by my wife 2 days before. And this is what she was doing. She was praying for me and had her hand on my heart. I'd gone through a lot of warfare, and so I was getting just weary from the battle. So she was just praying. She was praying for the shalom of God to just rise up within me for the warfare that I was under coming up to this conference. And as she was praying, she had her hand on my chest, and she went, "Ooh!" And my heart was beating. But what she felt, what she sensed in her hand, was two heartbeats. And it wasn't the one heart going boom, 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 boom. There was another heart that was going boom, 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 boom. And the more she prayed for the shalom of Jesus, what was separate folded into one until she felt just one heartbeat. All of that to say, when I was standing beside Dr. Mike the other night, he's praying for these 15 people for PS or post-traumatic stress disorder, I had at one moment, I had this experience, because he always prays with his eyes open. And I'm going to release this blessing on you, because it was a blessing that was released on me. And all of a sudden, I was swept up in the Spirit. And that heart that aligned with mine, Jesus living in me, as I was looking at those that had their eyes open that Dr. Mike was praying for, I had this most amazing experience. Because I began to see, and I was looking through the eyes of Jesus. I was standing there, seeing through His eyes and feeling His love, hearing His words as He was delivering those people from the wounds on their souls. crazy. I said, so Lord, that this is like, I was like doing high fives with Dr. Mike all the way out. I said, you wouldn't believe what's just happened. I said, I have never, ever in my walk with the Lord ever felt myself just get sucked into Him, and I'm standing there looking through His eyes. I said, okay, Jesus, now you've got to give me a theological framework for this. I've got to be, I said, I know it's you, but you've got to help me share what I've experienced, pass on what I've experienced, but give a theological or a word explanation to what was going on. And so He took me to this. Matthew 9:36, Matthew 14:14, and Mark 6:34. Three times in Scripture. Matthew 9:36. But when He saw the multitudes, He was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. Matthew 14:14. And when Jesus went out, He saw a great multitude, and He was moved with compassion for them, and He healed their sick. Mark 6:34. And Jesus, when He came out, saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion for them, because they were like a sheep. They were like sheep not having a shepherd. So He began to teach them many things. He saw and was moved with compassion. Compassion in the Greek is a totally separate word than the word that is used for the goodness of God. So then, how do we move the goods from heaven as a gateway here to earth? And this is the revelation that I got. This is what Jesus did. I saw with His eyes. My heart became overwhelmed with compassion that I had never, ever, ever, ever felt before. And what moved from heaven to earth, to this kingdom that was standing in front of me, was healing of a wounded soul. So we as a gateway, a renewed mind is a gate. What moves the goods from heaven to earth is compassion. Isn't that awesome? And so that's what the Lord showed me. And it wasn't until I stood and I looked with the eyes of Jesus and felt the compassion. It was unbelievable, the compassion that He has for each and every one of us. It was like, it's overwhelming. It just like pulsates with life. It's pulsating with life. And so that compassion is what causes and releases heaven through the gate of our mind to those in the sphere of influence that we have, that we've been given. So the compassion. Jesus saw and was moved with compassion. We see, and if we align ourselves with the heartbeat of Christ and compassion flows out of us, we will start moving the goods from there to here for the glory of God. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Hallelujah. And so what the Lord wanted me to release, since I've had this experience. It's never to be kept to myself. It's not for me. It's for all of y'all. It's all y'all. It's for all of us. Because you know what? As we are all gates, God wants each and every one of us moving the goods from heaven to earth. And the goods move big time in the compassion of Jesus. And so who wants a new set of eyes? Okay, let's pray. Father, I thank you for this revelation. I thank you, Jesus, that you have given us eyes to see. But Lord, for everybody within the sound of my voice and everybody here, in your holy name, Jesus, as I experienced and as I saw with your eyes, so I release in your holy name, Jesus, new eyes. Your eyes to see. Your eyes to see the broken. Your eyes to see the wounded. Your eyes to see as you see. Give us those eyes, Jesus, we ask in your holy name. And Lord, let us flow in the compassion that will rise up. Rise up within our hearts and overwhelm us. So that through the gateway of our mind, we will move the goods from heaven, the open heaven above us, to the earth that you've given us to have dominion over. And so, Lord Jesus, as I receive, so I release, for the glory of your holy name and the glory of your kingdom, that on earth it may be done as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name. And all of people, all God's people said, Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.